All right, Lowry, wait. I don't want to just walk into a palace in the expectation that everything's going to be fine. I mean, on a list of possible places to run away from, where we are now seems more likely than from inside a palace. A palace is just a series of rooms, Paul. I've got it under control. It's a series of rooms with hostile people in them. Look, it's no problem. I'll do all the talking. You just escort me in. But I'm the guard. I'm the one who should be doing the talking. No, guards don't talk. They don't talk to royalty. They maybe announce who's coming. You can announce, Lowry, Queen of the Overworld. But that's it. You want me to announce you as Lowry, Queen of the Overworld?
So you guys are having this argument kind of outside the palace gates? You're being watched by other guards?
Look, you're gonna blow our cover. Just shut up and escort me. Escort you to where? To the main throne room, so I can confess to be Lowry, Queen of the Overworld. No, I don't want to do that. I want to run. You'll just run into some kind of horrible monster that gets summoned by those crystals, because I'm not going to go with you. Oh my god, you're going to get us killed. No, I won't. You'll see. It's fine. But everything's going to be blown if you don't march me in there, so point that thing at my back and tell me to march. Oh, I am going to kill you if this doesn't work. But all right, march, idiot. Okay, I start marching towards the castle.
Well, you get to the front gate, and naturally a guard stops you. He goes, hold up. What's the business?
Well, you see,
officer. The business
is that the queen would like to interview the prisoners from above.
Oh, really? I thought they said they were going to schedule that for tomorrow.
It seems there's an opening today, so...
Very well. Court's in session, so I suppose you better hurry. Do you know the way?
No, it's my first time in the palace.
All right. He gives you directions. Take a left at the door, go down this way, go that way. That's the main hall. Walk in. Make sure that the guy in the front announces you.
Thank you. I'm very nervous. It's my first time being in there.
That's fine. It's routine work like anything. Just try not to draw attention to yourself. That's all you have to worry about.
Thank you.
He gives you a salute.
Try to salute back, but then quickly move on.
He mutters something as you leave. You probably didn't get that salute correct, but it's too late and on you go.
Paul, I don't think you did that salute correctly. See, this is why I should be doing the talking. You should be shutting up. You're my prisoner. You should shut up. Shut up, Lowry. I'm just trying to help you. You're going to blow it by not blending in right away.
Are you going to argue with the queen? Is that your plan? To tell her that her government doesn't exist?
No. That would be stupid. Obviously, the queen is the least likely person to understand that argument because she benefits from ignoring me.
We all benefit from ignoring you.
You find your way to the main chamber and discover that it's crowded with a variety of patrons. But there, sitting at the far end on a throne, is what you might describe as, like, Tim Burton presents a queen. Her body is bioluminescent like everybody else. She's wearing a long dress with, like, spikes on the back. It looks difficult to sit in. Her crown is angular and bizarre. A slightly older, mostly naked woman intercepts you, and she says, "Excuse me, what are you doing?" She has a parchment and quill.
I'm here with the prisoner. He's supposed to make a statement to the queen?
She looks at the parchment. That is not on the schedule for today.
Well, there must be some mistake. I was sent in.
She rolls her eyes and goes, "Well, I suppose you can fit in at the end of the procession. We're just about there, so sit tight, and I'll announce you when you come up."
Thank you.
Be silent. So you have no choice but to sit and wait. Looks like various nobles from around the area have come to the queen to complain about this or that. She occasionally leans over and speaks to someone who steps forward and announces her verdict. Then finally, after everything is wound down, the person you spoke to, the lady, she steps up and she goes, "Announcing a prisoner from the surface world." There's some mumbling as people step aside for you to escort Lowry out. Lowry is still carrying Elvis, and then Paul, you and Sherry escort Lowry out. The queen rises. She sort of glides forward, as though being carried by something underneath her dress. She says, "I am Queen Aloria. Welcome to the nation of Aloria. You were not the first surface worlders to visit with us, but it is still a novelty and distinctly rare. I apologize for the hostile nature of your arrest, but now that you're here, we can discuss your motives and what to do about them. So, to get straight to the point, what are your motives?"
Jab Lowry with the back end of the stick. "Hey, you better not do anything weird."
"I'm not gonna do anything weird. How many times do I have to say? I'm not gonna be weird."
"You say one stupid thing. One stupid thing. I'm gonna jam this centipede so far up your butt that it comes out your nose and it bites your eyeball."
"Guard, that will be enough. Thank you. I am sorry. You have to understand, but my men are exceptionally dedicated to my cause."
"Oh, see, okay, that's a problem. You ought to come down on that. Because you know what's really good for leadership? Criticism."
Oh, I am aware of that, but I prefer to curate my criticism. Speaking of, I'm sure that we all know more than enough about Aloria, Queen of Aloria. We know nothing about you, however.
Oh, well, my name is Lowry, Queen of the Above World. I'm in charge of it.
You've never been mentioned before.
Well, who's done the mentioning? Because if they haven't said it, that's only because they fear me so much.
Well, Lowry, Queen of the Overworld, I'd like to start by saying thank you for not coming to my empire empty-handed. I'm not fond of being beggared, which raises the question, when exactly are you planning to take Torvald back?
Oh, Torvald? You have Torvald? You mean like the guy with the tattoos?
I am told by some of the men that he wears tattoos. You see, here underground, the men are not allowed to bear their flesh in public. I'm sure you must have heard, as the Queen of the Overworld.
No, I didn't hear that. Nobody tells me anything.
Well, it goes against custom. On that note, guard, why is the man slung over Lowry's shoulder and not covered?
Wait, ma'am, your highness, we're not sure if his body was indignant enough to deserve being covered.
A man's body is a man's body, regardless of whether or not it's phosphorescent. Please, I believe someone brought a bolt of silk as a gift. Could we throw this man on the floor and then cover him with it?
Okay, I throw Elvis on the ground.
Somebody runs over and quickly throws some silk over him. That will have to do. So about your agenda, Lowry, Queen of the Overworld, what is it that you want from us?
I'd like to arrest Torvald.
Extradition. Well, could we fetch Torvald? A servant runs off and Aloria turns back to you. She says, as much as I love fostering a friendship, I find what most instills a sense of trust is an exchange. Now, I see that you've brought with yourself a cat person. You must know I have a fondness for them. So I give you Torvald, you give me the cat person.
No, I didn't know you liked cat people. Nobody tells me anything.
You're rather uninformed for a queen.
I don't need to know things. My minions know things for me. Unfortunately, one of them is unconscious right now, and I give Elvis a kick.
So the Queen of the Upper World has come down to personally collect this Torvald person. He must be a very important political prisoner.
Nah, he's just regular.
Queen of the Overworld, I don't like being deceived. And I realize here that I've been deceived probably for some length of time. Do you have any idea who I am? Have you ever heard of me?
Yeah, just now, when I came in and they announced who you were, or when you told me, whenever that, I don't know.
See, I've been under the impression that I've been doing diplomacy with the Upper World for quite some time now. So I would assume that some knowledge of my kingdom is circulated upward?
Oh, absolutely not. Never heard of you.
So who does Torvald work for?
I don't know, just some schmucks. Like, he's like a hired sword.
A sellsword hired by the queen of your lands, is that correct?
No, because I am the queen, and I didn't hire him.
The woman from before steps forward and announces, Torvald of the World Above. And then a man in bright orange robes is let out. Queen Aloria says, Torvald, do you recognize this person? Torvald looks at you and he goes, oh, yeah, that's a hired killer. I see. And who hired him, Torvald? I don't know. I wouldn't trust him, though. They came in with a cat person. And you know that I have been asking you for a breeding pair of younger cat people for years now. Torvald goes, I can't say. Aloria turns to you and she says, Lowry, Queen of the Above, would you say that cat people are common on the surface?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I only know the one.
Oh, well, they are very rare down here in the Dark Bottoms. I own two, personally, and they are my pride and joy.
Oh, that's weird, because up on the top side, they may not be common, but we don't really like them. They're very argumentative.
Mine had to be separated, so that does check out. But Torvald, this Lowry person says that they don't know who I am. Torvald goes, well, I mean, they don't pay him to know things. He just kind of, you know, takes money, kills a guy. He's probably an assassin.
Hey, that's not fair. That's a lot of guff coming from a criminal.
A criminal? I'm not a criminal. I'm not the one who broke in here unannounced. Nalori goes, actually, as I recall, you did show up unannounced, and you were asking for a place to stay. You claimed a pressing diplomatic mission, but didn't have any pressing diplomatic duties. Men have thus far mostly avoided the court and enjoyed our generosity.
He's a wanted criminal, Your Honor. I chased him down here, that's why we're here.
Oh, so would that mean that you're not actually the Queen of the World Above?
I can be both things. I can be the police and the queen.
As I mentioned before, I am not much fond of being lied to.
Well, okay. Look, I'll be honest.
Good, finally.
I'm not really the queen.
You do say.
What, could you tell? How did you know?
You admitted no less than twice that you were out of the loop on information. I deal with nobility constantly, and what I know about nobility is that they rarely have any idea what's going on, but they will never, ever admit it. The lie was as plain as the nose on your face.
Okay, in fairness to me, I was barely trying.
What is it that you hope to achieve, Lowry Charlatan of the Upper World?
Okay, in reality, it's more like bounty hunting. I'm just trying to grab Torvald and leave with him.
Well, I would like him to be gone, so we could have a trade. Give me the cat person and you can have Torvald.
Well, I can't just give you the cat man. He's not my property to give.
Then I shall claim him as is my right as queen, and you can have Torvald.
Well, you can't claim him either. All right, let me disavow you of some misconceptions that you have about property. First of all, property is fake. I mean, you look around, you say this is your castle, but if you die, it's just going to be someone else's castle. Does that not strike you as weird?
Does my proposal dissatisfy you?
Yes, that's why I'm whining about it. Okay, look. You can't say that you own the cat person, because technically, you'll never really, like, own him. He'll be in your possession, maybe by force, and maybe you might kill him if he escapes, but that doesn't mean you own him.
Legally, I will.
But what is the law, really?
I am the law.
Oh. You know, I haven't really thought about royalty as, like, embodying the law, and this kind of throws a wrench in my whole law doesn't exist thing.
This was amusing at first, but I'm starting to grow tired of it.
Is it possible that we could argue that you don't exist?
We could say so much about my patience. Now, I have one very crucial question. Torvald here claims to be operating on behalf of the Queen of the Upper Lands, but here you say that he is a criminal and you're collecting a bounty. Tell me, Mr. Lowry, what do you know of the Upper Lands?
I live in a cave. I want to go back to that cave and just live there. And I don't think we have a queen. We have a city council. I don't know if there's a queen. We have a duke. We might have a queen.
We do have a queen, says Torvald.
I guess we have a queen.
Does she live in the location that you call Dungeon City?
No, just the duke and the whoever's.
Are the Duke and the whoever's aware that if we were so inclined, we could begin systematically destroying our way upwards and reach the surface within a matter of months?
I think they mentioned something about Torvald being down here as being a problem, but they didn't elaborate on why. So, no, I have no idea.
Aloria turns to Torvald. Torvald? We try not to tell the general populace about the second nation that's living below our city, because there'd get to be all kinds of mineral rights and things like that. Like, we don't do verticality very well. Aloria says, obviously everything below the earth belongs to us. Torvald just nods. Well, says Aloria, Torvald, are you or are you not a criminal? And Torvald says, I'm not really a criminal. I mean, there are some people who are out to get me, and this is the best place to lie low. So these are the kind of guys, they're actually here to kill me.
We're not here to kill you. We're here to arrest you. They'll kill you at home.
See, they're gonna kill me, Torvald says.
Only if you lose your trial. And so far, the only crime you've done is run down here. Oh, and I guess set off a dangerous situation that killed like 3 people or something. I don't know the laws on that, actually. That might be the death penalty.
So as I see it, says Aloria, for me to get any clear answers, I'm going to need to send scouts to the surface. It seems if I send Torvald back, he might be arrested and my scouts won't return. But if I just send this lizard person, I have no idea what will happen.
As long as you're valuing honesty, I would screw it up, whatever it is.
Noted and assumed. So here's what I think we should do. We'll send both of you back with scouts to mediate and make sure that you don't cause problems for one another. We'll find out what's really going on the surface, and then, afterward, I will make a final decision. Both of you are on a form of probation, we'll say.
Okay, but that means we get to keep the cat person.
No.
Well, then how do you expect cooperation?
Well, let's put it in simple terms. I value them, which means I'm willing to part with Torvald and risk whatever's going on here, if I can get them. You value them and want them back, so that's collateral. I may not keep him, but it depends on what I discover and what I am offered. I believe that these terms are incredibly reasonable. Would you like to argue?
Okay, all right. I do want to argue. But I need to tell you something very privately. I don't want Torvald to overhear. Could you please come close?
Aloria glides over to you.
Lowry?
No, don't worry. I got this.
What is it you need to say?
Please lean down. I'm going to whisper.
Lowry?
Hush, I said. It's under control.
Aloria leans down.
Okay, I try to bite her face.
Give me an attack roll. And just so you know, pretty much anyone who matters is not surprised by this.
Ah, she was nervous about leaning down to the lizard with the big teeth. Okay, fine. Here we go.
That is a miss. Aloria reels away, and we're at the top of 12. Paul, you're up.
Throw my spear down. Tackle Lowry.
What are you doing?
Well, you get him. Lowry, you're up.
Oh, come on. She's just trying to take slaves.
I warn you! You are worse than trash! You are not even a sapient creature!
Okay, Elvis is unconscious. Cherry just kind of stands back. She's shocked. So, Paul, back to you.
Punch Lowry in the face.
Ow, ow, ow.
All right, Lowry.
Throw Paul off of me.
You buck your hips and roll to the side, throwing Paul off of you. Paul, back to you.
Roll up into a leaping grab. Tackle him again.
All right, Lowry, you're starting to get up, and then Paul drives you back into the floor. Your head slams on the stone.
Oh, that's enough damage. I'm stunned.
All right, Lowry's got to spend his turn shaking off the stun. Paul, what do you do?
I start wailing on him. You're nothing but a bag of terrible life choices. What you did is unacceptable. What you do is unacceptable. Who you are is unacceptable. Bong, bong, bong.
All right, Lowry is KO'd, and some of those teeth go flying out of his face. The royal guard rush over to you, and they pull you off of them, and they go, "You got him, son, you got him. Good work." And they pat you on the back as they drag you up.
No! No, he's still alive! I'm gonna get him!
All right, the guard kind of calm you down. They're enjoying your energy. They're like, he's got. Don't worry, we got him. Good job. Good job. Who's your commanding officer? We'll recommend a commendation for you. Aloria comes around in the royal guard part. She says, "Indeed, that was very good, swift action. I thank you, personally. In fact, I'm most impressed by the amount of rage you spat at this miscreant. With the captain's permission, I'd like to propose that you be submitted as an applicant to the Royal Guard. Be processed fully, of course." The captain bows and he says, "As you wish, Your Highness. It was a very good example." So the captain points to Lowry and he says, "What shall we do with him?" "I suppose muzzle him for starters. When his friend wakes up, maybe he might be more amicable, but we'll see. We should also check in on the female that we took in. Where is she now?" "We'll see to her at once." He points to Cherry and he says, "You go and collect the woman." Cherry attempts a salute and then she runs off. "He's large and another exotic specimen. I hope he can be trained. The fact that he's a lizard person is less impressive than the cat man, but let's send him to the slave mines. If anyone can get someone like this on the straight and narrow, it's them. And if they can't, they'll do what needs to be done. Torvald, you're now restricted to only the palace grounds. Don't leave. We're going to make plans. Take the human one to a room in the palace. Likewise, we'll consider him a guest, as we do with Torvald. As for my new trainee royal guard, what's your name?"
"Paul, Your Highness."
"Interesting. Captain, show Paul to the barracks." "Yes, Your Highness. Come this way, Paul."